Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Today is Friday. Yay. Yes, this is this week's final installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 13th of February. Yeah, Friday the 13th. Whoa. 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Welcome to Uberham. That's right, Uber has gone live in Birmingham, England. Uber's taking another step forward with its UK expansion, saying it is now ready to accept fares in the city of Birmingham. I'm sure our own Mr. Ewan Rankin will probably give him a try. Probably see a review up there on the BTN website soon. Who knows? The way Uber's been lately, Ewan might disappear. But anyways, that's going to be 4 cities on the Uber map in the United Kingdom now. Birmingham is joining London, Manchester, and Leeds. Free Wi-Fi is going to be coming to UK trains, eventually, if you can call 2 years eventually. Rail Minister Claire Perry announced that future operators of train franchises in the UK will have to include free Wi-Fi in their bids. Yep, that's good news. Bad news is there's no new franchises up until 2017. But at least the Department of Transport has found £50 million to spend to ensure Wi-Fi is available on selected services from 2017. Now, of course, there's no word on what the service will be like, such as speeds or, you know, all of that sort of mumbo jumbo. And we don't know if operators will be permitted to serve ads up as well. With 2 years to go, I'm sure they're going to think of a lot of things they can do in that time. BitTorrent is the place for some TV shows. I know you're thinking, duh, yeah, we kind of already knew that. No, I'm talking about original BitTorrent TV shows. I know, kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it? BitTorrent has announced an exclusive partnership with RapidEye Studios to launch BitTorrent Original Shows. The two will produce and distribute original video content via the BitTorrent Bundle platform. BitTorrent Originals will be timed exclusives, meaning they will debut on the BitTorrent Bundle platform, but only be available there for 30 to 60 days. After that, they'll be available in other distribution channels. Now you can hear the film and television industry going right now, oh my goodness, what are they thinking? iPhone users, you know your destination's always been the App Store to get apps, right? Not anymore. Well, Pinterest wants to change all that. The social networking site has launched App Pins. That's going to let users stick apps to Pinterest boards that allows users to download them directly inside Pinterest. Believe it or not, Apple has actually paired up with Pinterest for the launch of the new feature. There's also going to be some apps that are actually exclusive to Pinterest, mainly dealing in the fashion and shopping categories. Very interesting. Apple getting out of the Apple garden a little bit. Just a little, though. U.S. carriers are going to make it, well, a little easier if you want to get your phone unlocked. 7 U.S. networks, including AT&T, Bluegrass Cellular, yeah, there's such a thing, ding, 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 Cellcom, Sprint, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, and Verizon are all going to honor that voluntary code of conduct that says, that, yes, I want to unlock my phone, please do it, and they'll do it for you now. Just be aware there's a lot of, shall we say, hidden things that you've got to comply with first, of course. Say you're a prepaid customer of Cricket or Virgin Mobile, you'll have to wait up to a year and keep the service active for a reasonable degree of time. Sprint's only going to unlock your phone for domestic use if it's a model released after February 11th. Ha 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 ha, convenient. And a lot of times, if you really rely on that LTE fast data, that's going to be switched off once it's unlocked. Ah, so close, but so far. It was just a matter of time. Well, Rapid Share is going to be a dying soon. So for those people that have uploaded a large amount of files to the Rapid Share service, you better be getting them quick. Rapid Share is going to be shutting down March 31st. And after March 31st, there's not going to be any grace period whatsoever. Those accounts will be no longer accessible. And all of your crap, gone. Now, yeah, given the fact, RapidShare has actually faced a lot of competition, really, from Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive, and among other many other cloud-based services. But my gut feeling is probably piracy that actually killed it in the end. And finally, we're all gonna die. It's just a fact of life. It's gonna happen. Sorry, nothing's eternal. Except maybe, I don't know, Facebook. Facebook has announced that it's gonna allow you to designate a friend or a family member in case you die. That way somebody can still look over your Facebook profile after you're long gone. This will start out just for Facebook users in the United States, but will slowly roll out to the rest of the world. What you'll have to do is choose a legacy contact to make one last post on your behalf when you die. That contact can also respond to new friend requests, update the cover photo and profile, and archive your Facebook post and photos. Yeah, Facebook friend requests when I'm dead. That's a little odd, isn't it? Yeah. But I bet you can probably guarantee in the afterlife, you'll still be getting those requested. Yeah, you want to play Candy Crush Saga? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Oh yeah, it's Friday. It's party down day. And we got the weekend coming up. I do hope you have a great Friday. Have an excellent weekend ahead. We'll be back here on Monday to get you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, thank you so much, as always, for listening.